Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. A little band from Texas, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Wayne Cruz, Vice President with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Nobody knows more about the study of regulations and their impact on business than this guy. And he's the world's expert. And we're fortunate to have had him hanging out with us for almost 20 years now. Wayne, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your work. We admire what you do, and we appreciate you sharing your perspectives with us from time to time. Mm-hmm. So,
concerned about the labor rules.
Yeah, the NLRB. I'm going to restate what I said a minute ago. One of the things, perhaps more than you didn't build this, even more than that, because that was you could take that two or three different ways. But in my opinion, when he loaded up the NLRB so that they would question the relationship, the employee-contractor-employee relationship, when he tried to muck around with that and break that barrier down, the franchise industry, Wayne, is one of the great gifts America has given to the world. It's one of the greatest inventions that ever happened in the marketplace. And America created it and gave it to the world, and it works because the franchise concept works because the franchisor, the creator of it, doesn't employ the people that work for the franchisee. And the Obama administration tried to break that down, and in my opinion, when you do that, you're saying, I disrespect the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
I don't care about how it turns out. I'm the enemy of millions of people working and building something for this country. And I'm going to tell you something. Of all the things that he did, that informed me more about his total disdain for business.
There were a lot of ways that the Obama administration
I meant to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
Strong letter to follow.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Strong letter to follow. The only thing I left out was the curse words I sometimes use when I say that in private. Go ahead, Wayne. I don't really know any curse words. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, I want to say something about this because this is really, really important because you see that from the perspective you're in, and we thought at CDI that those interferences were some of the worst ones imaginable. And the thing about and there was also the war on coal, and the financial sector. There was the takeover, the healthcare sector. You see this?
Don't forget the Boeing, the interference with Boeing.
Yeah, yeah, in South Carolina. Oh, absolutely,
that hurt 2,000 businesses.
Well, let me say something about your franchising rule there, though, too. And we were talking about Trump, and this is a good transition for it because Trump was talking about getting rid of 67 rules but only adding three. He added one. It was just, a dental waste rule, a walk-in freezer rule. Big rules, but in the scheme of things, not that consequential. But the 60-some he got rid of also included something called guidance. And believe it or not, that huge transformation of the labor relationship between the employer and the employee that Obama was trying to do wasn't a law from Congress. It wasn't even a regulation coming out from the NLRB or even one of the other labor directors. You've got independent agencies there and executive agencies all involved in interfering in the labor markets. But it was a piece of guidance. It was a so-called administrator's interpretation. And he did it with respect to independent contracting, and he did it with respect to franchising, joint employer rule. And Trump... this is a really interesting thing. Trump his new labor director overturned both of those.
Yes.
But when I look at
and
Trump,
that was other than my show. Other than my show, that wasn't widely reported, and we were singing from the rooftops over here.
Oh yeah, you know that surprises me too, because we have a fellow here who specializes in labor policy, and we were talking about it, and I was saying, yeah, what's the best thing to cite on this?
Who's that? Burlong? Who is it?
It's not John Burlong. It was Trey Kovacs here.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about it, Jim, is in the 67, and you saying this morning just reminds me, because I have the list of kind of rules kind of sort of in the back of my mind that Trump got rid of. And, you know, they weren't gigantic rules. It was things like the listing of endangered species or the importation of avocados, things like that. You wouldn't think these are transformative. But he did not include – he did include some guidance documents removed, but – to my memory, he did not include that one, and that was one of the major rules. So I'm going to point out that you said that in some of my writings.
Absolutely.
Because one of the things that he can do, and it's what we've been noting, because he's going to run up against some barriers against the agencies, because they've got their deep employees in there who want to keep the regulatory enterprise going once Trump leaves office, whether it's in 3 years or seven. Yeah, so they want to keep it going. But he needs, I think, to do an executive order that specifically targets those kinds of guidance documents. Done a magnificent thing with respect to the two-for-one. And, in fact, this coming year, 2008 fiscal year, the administration is saying not two-for-one. This year we're requiring three-for-one.
Wow.
But, as you know, that's going to bump up against resistance. You also have to bump up against the fact that you can't just get rid of a rule during the calendar year. A couple of big rules targeted
at
clean power.
Uh-huh. When we come back. Uh-huh. I want you to give us a report on what we're going to call the regulatory deep state. You called it that, and I like that. I've been wondering about that. Folks, there is an entrenched organization in Washington, D.C., very much like the deep state we're dealing with right now in the Department of Justice. These are the people who promulgate the regulations. They're in the IRS, too. We're going to get Wayne to report on
that. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.